This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short 3-question survey.
Thank you for calling Geek for Client Care. This is Carmine speaking. How may I assist you? Well, thank you for calling Geek for Client Care. This is Carmine speaking. How may I assist you?
Hi, I'm sorry about that, Carmen. This is King calling with XBO. I was just giving you a call. I can give you the FMS number so you can follow along. It is 773-06496.
Let me get that pulled up.
Okay.
Okay, can you confirm for me the customer's name and address?
Brittany Sikowski, 52745 Winsome Lane, Chesterfield, Michigan, 48051. 810-459-4616 is the customer's phone number.
Perfect. Thank you so much for that information. And what's going on with this order?
Okay, so it's a lot of confusion on this order, but I think we can handle it. So Tech Bobby stated that the customer, he was trying to say that this was supposed to be a delivery only, but that's not correct. I called the customer and she stated that they weren't trying to install it due to her water line shut off being in the basement. They didn't want to go in the basement and cut that off. And he was saying something about there's not their job. So, yes, so they wasn't able to hook up the dishwasher, and her husband is currently on the phone with one of the other XBO agents, and they're mad because their dishwasher is not installed and it's just sitting in their living room. She states that she has a small baby. It does not just need to be sitting in a living room. She needs them to come back today and install that, but Bobby stated that they cannot because they don't have a good water valve as well, and they were trying to get her husband to pay for one, but he stated he did not want to pay for one as well. But if you can call the customer and get a better understanding, because she kind of confused me and then the tech kind of confused me as well.
Okay.
Yes.
So let me see.
Okay.
All right, so you said that their water lines are no good, as well as the shutoff valve being in the basement. The shutoff valve does need to be behind the unit. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'll go ahead and I'll take that here.
Okay.
All right. Is it okay if I place you on a brief hold while I try to reach out to Brittany?
Yes, that is fine. Okay.
Perfect. I'll be right back with you.
Okay. Thank you. And because no one wanted to go and risk to shut water line. They wanted her husband to replace the water valve. She stated nothing is wrong with it, but texts say otherwise. Context. Wanted tech to come back to install for a different set. Do the job, the customer stated. What they got going on?
Thank you so much for holding. I do apologize for that long wait.
It's okay. I'm still here.
Okay. So, and you said that there wasn't a team able to go back today. Is that correct?
Well, the team that was currently there, they're not able to go back today.
Yeah. Okay.
Due to them not being able to proceed with the job because they were stating they can't do it.
Right.
Due to they needing a replacement for the water valve, and then I guess the water line needs to be shut off. But they can't shut the water line off because it's in the basement.
Yeah. Yeah, they were telling me that they had another delivery a couple days ago for their fridge, and it should be the same situation where they
right.
can't, they shouldn't be able to install it if it's not right behind it. So I think because of that, they're being more persistent on wanting it done, which, you know, I let them know that it's not part of the scope of work if it's not behind it. I mean, at this point, they said that they're going to return everything if they don't, nobody goes back today. But
oh, wow.
Not much that I can
do right.
to make the company go back. And they were just seeing it. They're requesting a call back from XPO directly.
Okay.
I don't know if you have somebody or if you can give them a call to discuss this. I know that if they would have called in to LPFR, we probably could have covered the cost for the valve for the customer.
Right.
But unfortunately, because they're no longer at the home, it's a little bit harder for us to, you know, try to take care of them. They called in too late, basically.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, and then the situation with having the baby and the dishwasher, I'm sure, because I asked her, she's not at the house, so she's also upset because she's at work trying to take these calls. And, you know, if there's a dishwasher completely out of the box with a baby in the home, that really is unsafe.
Correct.
But at that point, they also shouldn't have accepted a drop-off.
All right. So, let me see. I can give the customer a call back, and I can see what we can do.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that the customer would have to, yeah, because I'm not able to reschedule anything or schedule anything or even have someone come out today. They would have to contact Best Buy in order to
right.
do that.
Right. And I can reach out to my field leadership as well to, you know, get them, try to get a sooner date. It's just that they're expecting somebody today, or else
today,
they're going
right.
to return it tomorrow, which, I mean.
I can try to send an email up to see what we can do as well. I can
okay.
just try to get it escalated. But, yeah. I just need that breeze code,
yes.
and then I can talk to the tech and also call the customer back as well.
Okay. Are you ready for the code?
Yes.
It's 285.
Okay.
882. 865.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Is there anything else that I can assist you with in this order?
That'll be all.
Okay. Well, thank you again for calling into Geek Squad Client Care. You have a wonderful rest of your day.
All right. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.